Hey everybody, this is Kevin Grossman, President of Global Programs at Talent Board. Before we get to the podcast, I want to remind you that there's still time to participate in the 2017 Candidate Experience Awards Benchmark Research Program. Also, the 2017 North American Candy Symposium and Awards Gala will be on October 2nd this year in Nashville, and we're really excited and pleased to have Shannon Miller as our keynote speaker. Shannon is a decorated American Olympic gymnast with 7 Olympic medals and the only female athlete to be inducted in the U.S. Olympic Hall of Fame twice. Shannon will share the competitive lessons she faces as an elite athlete and how they can be applied to the business of recruiting and candidate experience today. And we hope to see you there. You can find out more by going to thetalentboard.org. Now, enjoy the podcast.
The whole world has moved to video, to multimedia. They communicate via social media, and none of those things are built into the tools that most recruiters have available to them. And from a candidate standpoint, they don't want to read paragraphs of text. It's boring. It doesn't come across on their phone. And by and large, job descriptions are pretty uninformative.
You're listening to the Candy Shop Talk, brought to you by Talent Board and the Candidate Experience Awards and Research, and hosted by Kevin W. Grossman, because improving candidate experience always impacts the business bottom line. The Candy Shop Talk podcast welcomes Mari Hannigan, CEO of Spark, a recruiting platform that changes how employers market their positions and engage candidates, and a proud Candidate Experience Award sponsor. Listen in on how improving candidate experience impacts recruiting and the business bottom line. Mari, thank you so much for joining me on the Candy Shop Talk podcast. Before we dive into the rest of the show, why don't you update us a little bit about who you are and what you're doing today with Spark?
Okay, well, I'm many things right now. As you know, I'm a sponsor of the Candies and I'm the Candy Council, but I also have a day job. And my day job is CEO of Spark, the multimedia job description that gets jobs noticed. So I spend my days deep in the whole candidate experience and candidate recruitment world.
Let's talk about that in regards to the why of Spark. What challenges did you want to address and are you addressing today, and why you launched Spark in the first place?
Well, we launched Spark because the tools that recruiters have to attract candidates to their jobs are stuck in the 1990s. I mean, people are using text-only job descriptions that they post on job boards or on their own corporate career sites, some of which are mobile friendly, some of which are not. But the whole world has moved to video, to multimedia. They communicate via social media, and none of those things are built into the tools that most recruiters have available to them. And from a candidate standpoint, they don't want to read paragraphs of text. It's boring. It doesn't come across on their phone. And by and large, job descriptions are pretty uninformative. They'd much rather know who they're going to work with. They'd rather hear from their actual boss and coworkers. So the technology all existed, but no one had put it together in a way that was easy for recruiters to create, you know, a multimedia job profile, or easy for a candidate just to access all the information they wanted in one place. So there was a big hole in the middle of the market, and we jumped in to fill it.
One of the things that we find year after year with the Talent Board research data surveying candidates, as you know, hundreds of thousands of candidates, over 500,000 candidates in the past 6 years. But I know it's a pretty big number when you start thinking about it for this little research engine that could. But the thing, you know, again and again, a big currency for the job seeker is still the job description, because they've got to have some, you know, reference point of what it is you're looking for and why. So that continues to be the case. But why are we so dependent on the text-based job description still? Is it just resistance to change? Like I want the resume to go away too, but that's not going to happen anytime soon, right?
Well, there are a couple things. One is recruiters already have a job description. And they're generally under lots of time pressure, need to get the job out there, need to get things started, so they grab what's available. So that happens. But the other piece of it is they don't, because they often have large recs, or when you look at the large enterprise organizations that are hiring literally tens of thousands of people a year, trying to keep very specific information about each individual job and putting it together in a format that candidates can easily access is just a logistics nightmare. Right? Think about if you had a video from each of your hiring managers and then two other people on the team, plus the job description, plus, you know, other information about the job, and you had to pull that all together and didn't have a platform to organize it, it would just break down because you'd have to keep track of what videos were approved, what weren't, and so forth. So I think that's the real problem to it. Until you have a really streamlined system that in under 2 minutes lets you just pull together disparate pieces and have a nice, coherent, fully informative job profile, recruiters aren't going to do it. They move too fast. Their recs are too high. They're not going to spend time having people professionally film folks, and candidates don't want professionally produced and overproduced video anyway. So you just needed some kind of format that would let people do this quickly, inexpensively, and effectively. And I hate to say it, but other than Spark, that doesn't exist out there right now.
As it relates to that, as well, there are candidates today are using a lot of different resources when they're researching the job itself, the employer brand, and they're having to go. And in fact, 75% of us, of job seekers, are continually doing their own research and job search when it comes down to it at the end of the day. Talk a little bit more, again, even more explicitly, a day in the life of a candidate that finds a job spark and has all these resources available to them in one location. How is that really overall improving their experience, and what kinds of feedback are you getting from the candidates based on that?
We're getting really positive information from the candidates because a couple of things. Job descriptions oftentimes are not particularly helpful. Oftentimes they're very general. If they are lists of required skills and preferred skills, candidates have been conditioned to believe that those are wish lists and they don't really have to have everything on those things. So they by and large scan them but disregard them if they do. And they're often left not really understanding what the job is really about. With Spark, where you've got albeit a short 20-second video from the hiring manager who can talk about the job, it first of all shows them who they're going to work for. It gives them a sense of their potential boss's style. Are they formal and buttoned up? Are they laid back? Are they, you know, kind of gives them a sense of who they're going to work for. But it also lets them hear directly from the boss in terms of what the job's all about. And that's really important because you could have, I was with a client last week who was saying for one of their tech jobs, interestingly, they were finding they were getting fewer applications, but the people who did apply were qualified, which was a thrill to them because they used to have so many people, the applications just started to seem random. And you never know for sure why people don't apply, but they speculated that hearing the hiring manager talk about the job and say, you know, if you are a Python developer who, you know, works with complex data tables or whatever, you know, this is what I'm looking for. I'd love to have you join the team. A candidate who heard that would understand, gee, that's the guy who's going to be my boss. So if I don't have those things, I'm not going to get past this interview. But for somebody who did have those skills and really loved to work with that kind of thing, it absolutely piqued their interest and hit a hot spot. So a lot of what Spark does, there's a reason we call it Spark. It sparks interest in the job. Mm. It's the very front end of the whole job search and discovery. And what most companies struggle with is just getting on the radar screen of potential employees or potential candidates. You know, they're busy, they're probably employed, they've got their head down, hopefully they're succeeding at whatever they're doing now, and you've got to do something to get them to pause a minute and at least consider your opportunity. And that's pretty hard to do by, you know, emailing them a job description or posting a job description on a job board somewhere. You've got to do something different, and that's where Spark comes in. We have something that's interesting and engaging and authentic. And that's another piece of it that we hear from candidates they really like. Because these videos are filmed on, you know, a phone, a tablet, webcam, whatever, and they're not scripted and they're not produced by corporate communications, they're just the hiring manager and coworkers talking about the job. And people trip over their words, they look away from camera, they hiccup, they do all the things that normal people do, but it gives them the credibility. The candidates understand that someone's just talked to them and told them about the job. And that kind of credibility and authenticity goes a long way.
It does. I would completely concur with that. As far as I know, there aren't too many players out there like yourself that are doing this specifically, but what is it then, besides what you've already outlined to date so far, what's another big differentiator for Spark versus some of the few competitors that I'm aware of?
I think, I mean, the whole credibility, authenticity, it depends if you look at it from the candidate side. From the candidate side, it's the fact that it's credible, it's authentic, it's information that's actually useful. They want to know who their boss is. We do things like just bullet point the top three reasons to apply. So it's easy to find, you know, easy to look at, gee, why would I want this job to begin with? We delivered on a mobile device easily. We were designed for mobile. And because a Spark is really, we call it a whole job profile. It's more, the job description's there. And to be honest, it's there because the legal departments won't go away and everybody wants their job description there, not because candidates really read it. But the job description's there, the location, title, the videos are there, top three reasons to apply. There's high level benefits there. There's brief bit of information on the company. So from a candidate perspective, everything they want to know up front is all in one place on their phone. It's really easy for them. From the employer's perspective, from the recruiter's perspective, it's a really nice, tight content management system that lets them create very interesting content quickly and incredibly inexpensively, less than posting on a job board. So we've made it really easy from both sides.
Let's talk about on the reporting side. So how right now does the system, how is it informing the recruiters and eventually the powers that be above them, the leadership teams, for example, that this is working for them? This is actually helping to either convert more quality applications, or what are you measuring today that you're providing to the customer?
Well, the easiest things to measure are the number of views and the number of applies. So we know how many people looked at a given Spark. We know how many people hit the apply button. Now that's often a different number than completed applications, particularly since people see Sparks on their phone and will often say, oh, I don't have my resume to attach and I don't want to type on this little keyboard. I'll go home and apply tonight. You know, we all have the problem of the digital trail as people move from device to device. But you do know how many people were interested enough in what they saw that they hit the apply now button. We also have options where individuals can join the talent community if the employer has a talent community. We also give them the option to request more information. Oftentimes somebody will see a job and think it's interesting, but they're not ready to stop right then and there and fill out an application. They might want to know more. So they can ask for more information. And obviously we record all of that. For our larger clients, they put tracking codes right in the apply now, in the URL behind the apply now, so that they can track individuals all the way through their recruiting system. We don't have the data. When a candidate sees a Spark and decides to apply, they're then connected directly to the employer's ATS. So, and obviously we don't have access to the employer's ATS. It's great for the employer because they've got all their data in one place, and it's great for the candidate because a single click takes them directly to the application. But the employers, obviously the more sophisticated employers who put tracking codes in, they can then track it all the way through. We also will do things like track the number of times that Sparks are retweeted, the number of times they're shared on Facebook and LinkedIn. So we can see the media or the social media attraction and the number of times people share it with their friends. And we've had Sparks go viral within talent communities in really amazing ways.
What's coming then? So based on this today, what's you know, it's just us. Nobody's going to hear this, Mari. You can share your roadmap secrets. But no, seriously though, what's something that you can share that is either coming soon or even maybe out later this year that you're excited about?
Probably the biggest thing is that we have just completed integration with a couple of the ATSs and working on a couple of more where employers can pull the Sparks right onto their corporate career site. So instead of going to a job posting right on a corporate career site, which is now all text, they can have the Spark embedded there. And the reason we did that is we see a lot of employers spend a lot of resources and energy putting together sometimes very intriguing and rich content on their corporate career site, but all of their effort drives candidates right to the job posting. So whether it's Indeed, whether it's, you know, reaching out with through in-mails or whatever, the link is almost always back to the job posting. So the candidates leapfrog right over all of that rich and informative content that you've put on your career site. So what we've done is taken some of the rich content and put it in a format that you can put it right on the job posting.
That's very, very important that you're doing that now. That's excellent, because otherwise the leapfrog, you are missing out on all that rich content, and then you're going to that horrible just text-based job description again, an application process. So listen, Spark is also a continuing proud sponsor of the Candidate Experience Awards and the Talent Board Research Program. And we want to thank you for that as well and your generous support. You're also on our Candy Council, which is our extended volunteer group that does include some sponsors as well. So talk just a little bit about not only why you chose to initially support this program, but why you continue to be so involved in it.
Because it matters. You know, it matters. Employment's a huge piece of people's lives. So, you know, from a basic human decency standpoint, treating candidates with respect is important. From a business standpoint, it's important. It's important across the board. And if we need data to prove that to companies, then let's go get the data. That's an easy one. There's no one who loses out in this. Having a good candidate experience is just good business, and we wholly support it.
You've helped to do even some analysis of our data as well. And so when it comes to the Talent Board benchmark research data, the candy data, as we like to call it as well, what really strikes you, what comes to mind, and what's helped to inform even where you've gone with Spark and your organization and overall, and just maybe the development of the product, or what's really struck you from the data perspective?
Probably the thing that's had the biggest impression is one of the things that we did was read through some of the open-ended, actually all of the open-ended answers to one of the questions and help code that. And the amazing thing was to understand how deep the anger was of candidates who felt that they had been treated poorly and how widespread it was. It wasn't just a, yeah, gee, I didn't hear back, or yeah, gee, I didn't get the job, or they didn't give me a chance to tell my story, or I don't think I was evaluated fairly. It was people who were really furious. And understanding the depth of that emotion was really eye-opening. It wasn't isolated cases of one crack here and one crank there. People were really emotionally invested in this process. It matters to them. And the biggest thing was when they felt they'd been treated unfairly. If someone didn't get a job and they understood they weren't fully qualified, or at least they'd been treated with respect, they were disappointed they didn't get the job, but that was okay. But when you added this element of unfairness to it, that they'd either been discriminated against or they'd been treated rudely or the process hadn't been transparent, there was real gut-level anger. So that was amazing, because that drove home to me how important it was from a business perspective, particularly if you're a consumer-facing company. But for anybody, even for business to business, this is a small world. We all talk to each other. You can't afford to trash your reputation among your talent community. It's going to come back to bite you. So, you know, reading it really drove home how important all of this is. From a product development standpoint, I mean, we'd already drunk the Kool-Aid, right, when we started all of this. We understood that giving candidates information that was useful and accessible and credible was, again, just good business. But it really drove home to us how important the transparency is. We have done things for even some of our largest clients. If they have scripted the videos of their hiring manager, we have called them up and very politely said, don't, no, don't do that. It sounds like a corporate communications talking. Let your people just talk. If you've got a positive environment and your people, you know, are generally happy in their jobs, that's going to come through. And it does. It really is just amazing how genuine it comes through.
Absolutely.
So really, you know, we fight hard to make sure that the companies stay credible and transparent and don't overproduce or overmanufacture any of this, so that you get some of that real authenticity coming through.
The majority of the candidates that respond in our survey research every year are those that were rejected. And the thing it's been quite evident after 6 years of doing this, we're in our seventh year now and just in the process of collecting the data and companies participating this year. And the what still always strikes me is that we have a lot of rating scales throughout the survey asking candidates to rate on a 1 to 5 Likert scale, 1 being the lowest, 5 being the highest score, what that particular part of the experience was like, whether it was the interview stage, overall application, you name it, across the board. When candidates have an overall 1-star rating and we correlate that with a question that we ask them, how likely are you to change your business relationship? And I know you know this quite well, but for the listeners at home, 41% global candidates over 6 years have said that they will sever the business relationship. And even if a fraction of them actually put their money where their mouth is, it can be significant revenue immediately if you're a consumer-based business. But just think about the referral networks that you may lose and how that impacts the business. That's the stuff that starts to get people to think. And it's helping talent acquisition continue to build the business case of why they need to do these things, improving recruiting efficiencies that in turn help to serve their customer who's the candidate, right?
Yep. Yeah. And it's not just consumer facing companies. It's right. B2B. You don't know if that person's going to be on the buy side of, you know, your next transaction. It's really important. It amazes me that we need to actually collect data to convince managers that this is important. That's the one that boggles me. You know, I know. We need to do it. But really?
I know. Exactly. I hear you on that. Well, listen, lastly, you know, as you know, I always like to ask my fun question at the end and appreciate your time today, Mari. But what is it that, Mari, these days that you have a sweet tooth for outside of all things work and recruiting and sparks?
Lots of them. I've got lots of passions in life. One of the ones I'm indulging at the moment is my love of historic buildings. I really like old buildings. So if I am in town at a conference or something, you are more likely to find me staying in an historic hotel than you are staying in a Marriott. I tend to seek out the more interesting old buildings and really love to check them out. So that's kind of my little side secret here.
That is very cool. I'm checking out the Motel 6, but that's that's another, no, I'm kidding. So listen, Mari, thanks so much for being on the Candy Shop Talk podcast.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I look forward to seeing you again in person very soon.
Great. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Candy Shop Talk. For more information about Talent Board and the Candidate Experience Awards and research, please visit www.thetalentboard.org.